Gambling surged last month in Deadwood, but casinos ran into a problem when the calendar turned over. License fees were due July 1 on gambling machines, and many casinos could not afford to pay up. Casinos have about 2,800 gambling machines in Deadwood. The annual license fee is $2,000 for each machine. This month, casinos decided not to license about 400 of those machines. Mike Rodman runs the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says casinos could not afford to renew all the licenses. He says casinos lost about $11 million during an April shutdown.
That's why we worked with the Gaming Commission to relax the rules that allowed the devices to stay in the public areas for a while. They're allowing them through the end of the year rather than going in storage, which is what they normally do, with the hopes that as cash flow improves, as things turn around, that some of those 402 devices will get relicensed.
Meanwhile, the unlicensed machines will be turned off. While some of those machines were still operational in June, casinos had a banner month. Gamblers wagered about $113 million in Deadwood. That's a 14% increase over last June. Rodman says Deadwood was one of the first gambling destinations in the country to reopen during the pandemic. He says that pushed the numbers higher. He says the numbers could level off with fewer machines and more gambling destinations back open. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.